What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This from Richard. Richard writes, "Can't believe you're that gullible, Sheehan. It's the commissioner and a few people in a room. Of course, this thing could be rigged." First of all, it's not just that. They have actually an oversee from an actual top-tier auditing firm. Look, think of it just, you know, if you really just want to think of it in the most simplistic terms, just think of it risk-reward. You know, what's the risk? What's the reward? The reward... of placing a player like Cooper Flagg in a market that is more advantageous for the league is new revenue, incremental revenue, you know, more revenue than you would have had he ended up in a market that wasn't as attractive. The risk is losing billions of dollars in overall revenue while facing major legal charges, which could bankrupt everybody involved, okay, and set up the possibility of prison time for people who are actually involved in this. I don't know if you know this or not. The league just got billions of dollars in a new television deal that lasts for the next 11 years, I think it is. It's not hurting. They don't need the bump in new revenue that might come with Cooper Flagg playing in Dallas or Luka playing in L.A. instead of Luka staying in Dallas and Washington drafting Cooper Flagg. Their money from the television deal is guaranteed for the next 11 or 12 years, whatever it is. It's an insane amount of money. It's just too much risk for too little reward. It just doesn't make sense. Whenever I hear these conspiracy theories specific to sports leagues, it's like, why? Why do you think they would need to do this? Do you realize how much money they're printing, all of these leagues? They don't need to do that. They're not doing it. My point is, you think whatever you want. It's emotions tied into Dallas with the chance they had, and obviously the worst teams in the league not getting the number one or number two pick in the draft. I would just weight it differently. I would give the worst teams a better chance. You know, they went to the current system so that teams wouldn't be tanking at the end of seasons. You know, the worst three teams have equal chances. So don't have to tank to end up with a worse record, although they are affected, like the Wizards were, by one win at the end of the year in terms of if they don't end up in the top four. Then it gets seeded or it gets slotted based on remaining teams and their records. And the Wizards had the second worst record in the league, which hurt them ultimately because they could have finished no worse than fifth. They got sixth. But I would just figure out a different kind of, you know, percentage, you know, increase the out of 1,000 combinations from 140 to 240. Let's give those three worst teams, maybe not 240, because then you're really minimizing the rest of it. I understand that there's some math involved here with 14 teams to try to wait it out, but I think you'd weight it even heavier on the three worst teams, giving them a better chance. It's still going to ultimately be a better chance that they don't get the first pick or the second pick. But yeah, no, I don't see personally Adam Silver, who gets paid, what, $30 million a year? Something like that. I personally don't. What does Adam Silver get paid? Look up his salary. Is Goodell $50 million now? Pull up something that says commissioner salaries. I'm curious as to what the difference is between Goodell and Adam Silver. But whatever it is, it's millions and millions. It's double-digit millions, I'm assuming. A year. And I don't think that he's really hurting to the point where, or the league's hurting to the point where they have to rig a draft lottery and risk, you know, literally being, you know, sued for fraud and ending up in prison. That doesn't make sense to me for, you know, a reward that is a bump in incremental overall revenue because you placed Luke in LA and you placed a better player in Dallas than another market, Utah or Charlotte or God forbid our city, which seems to be, you know, treated like it's got leprosy by the rest of the league. So yesterday there was some news in the NFL. Trey Hendrickson sent Adam Schefter and ESPN a note about the state of negotiations between him and Cincinnati. Just, you know, reminding everybody, Trey Hendrickson plays for the Bengals. He has led the league in sacks, led the league in sacks with 17 and a half this past season. He had 17 and a half sacks the season before. He's been, along with, you know, Myles Garrett, TJ Watt, a couple of others, but he has been the leader in sacks over the last 3 years in aggregate. He's 30 years old. He's entering the final year of his contract, and he wants to get paid. He wants to get paid big time, and Cincinnati wasn't necessarily willing to give him what he wanted after the season ended, so they allowed him and his agent to go out and seek a trade partner. They didn't find one. There's no specifics on whether or not they didn't find one because the teams weren't willing to give Cincinnati the compensation they were looking for, which is, I think, the most likely answer. But it's also possible that the teams weren't willing to give Trey Hendrickson the deal that he wanted, because you're not going to make that trade without knowing that you're going to have him on a long-term deal that is satisfactory to both you and him. I think that the trade compensation, you know, it was reported that the Bengals were looking for a first rounder and perhaps a night two pick, you know, called a first and a third for Trey Hendrickson. Given that the team that would acquire him would then have to pay him $30+ million a year, top three for an edge defensive end in the league, it seemed steep to teams that were interested. As I've said, going back to the moment that it became obvious that Trey Hendrickson may be available and that Myles Garrett was not, that I do believe Washington has expressed interest, but I think the price has been too high, not just for Washington, but for other teams as well. So after the draft, going into the draft, wasn't traded right before the draft or during the draft, hasn't been traded after the draft. So the likely, you know, kind of conclusion was, well, Trey Hendrickson's going to re-sign with Cincinnati because now Cincinnati can't even get picks for the 2025 draft. And so, you know, any compensation they'd be accepting would be for next year. Are teams, you know, willing to give up something for next year? Probably more so than they were for this year. What is Cincinnati requiring? Who knows? I would think if it's next year, it's got to be a first, a minimum of a first rounder. But would they drop that price to a second and a third or a second and a fourth? You know, because they just want to be rid of the player at this point because they don't feel like they can get him signed. This is heading towards a holdout with him not playing, him sitting out. So Hendrickson yesterday went public, as he's done before, because remember, Max, he went public on the McAfee show.
Yes.
Like a month ago before the draft, and he called out, and I forget her name, but she's an executive in the front office. And she called him out saying, essentially, it doesn't look like he's ever going to be happy, you know, with whatever rate we pay him. So yesterday he went to ESPN and he, you know, Adam Schefter put out what his statement was, you know, that essentially, you know, the headline being that the team has cut off contract talks with him. And that there's been, quote, no communication between him and the organization since the draft in April. Here are a couple of the quotes. Quote, rather than using collaboration to get us to a point to bring me home to the team, they are no longer communicating. I've been eagerly awaiting a resolution of this situation, but that's hard to do when there is no discussion and an evident lack of interest in reaching mutual goals. Closed quote. He also said that they, quote, did not reflect in their talks and offers the vision that we had shared and were promised. So discussions have essentially stalled out. On Trey Hendrickson.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Is he available? I don't know if he's available. I think Cincinnati, once they re-signed Chase and Higgins, I think it kind of said we're going for it, you know. We want to, you know, improve on 9-8 last year. They were terrible defensively. He's their best defensive player, by far, their best defensive player. But he doesn't make good money, and you know, guys are much higher up in the league in overall salaries. I had this up a minute ago. Just let me. Bear with me, because I want to see where he is relative.
While you're doing that, I do want to read what Katie Blackburn did say last month about Hendrickson.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think he should be happy at certain rates that maybe he doesn't think he'd be happy at. I think it's some of it is on him to be happy at some point. If he's not, you know, that's what holds it up sometimes. So, you know, it takes him to say yes to something. Also, we have all respect in the world for him. He's been a great player. We're happy to have him, and so maybe we'll find a way to get something to work. We're just going to have to see where it goes.
All right, here are the edge rusher contracts right now. After the Myles Garrett deal a few months ago, Garrett now is the highest paid defensive player of all time. He earns $40 million a year. He got $123.6 million in guaranteed money on a $160 million deal. Danielle Hunter is next at $35.6 million a year. Then Crosby's at $35.5. Bosa's at $34. And then you get Josh Hines-Allen, Brian Burns, TJ Watt, all at the $28 million mark. Then Montez Sweat's at $24.5. Gary Van Ginkle are $24 and $23. And then Hendrickson's at $21 million a year. There is no doubt he is way underpaid. He's also 31 years old, going to be 31 years old. And he needs no less than $30 million. And if you're going to put him in the top three now, he's got to be at $35 million plus a year. That's a big part of the conversation with teams. It's not just the compensation you're giving up for the player. It is, you know, what's that player going to cost us when he gets here? And he's 30 years old and he's going to turn 31 next year. It's awesome that he went for 17.5 and 17.5 in back-to-back years. He's a really good pass rusher. By the way, nowhere near, in my opinion, the overall edge player that Myles Garrett is, that TJ Watt is, that Max Crosby is, for that matter. But he is a spectacular pass rusher. You know, would you do it for, if the price in compensation dropped, because he's so expensive, but if it dropped to, say, a second and a third, God, a second and a fourth seems so light for Trey Hendrickson. I can't imagine Cincinnati accepting less than a first, next year's first, especially now that we're talking about next year's picks. When we're talking about next year's picks, they get discounted a little bit because you don't have that use of it until the 2026 season. I can't imagine that they are going to take less than a first rounder.
Like, but with, given how far this has gone at this point, I can't imagine a team would be interested in offering a first for him. Especially if, like I said, it's been going on for as many months as it has.
Well, you'd rather spend next year's first than this year's first. So we've gotten past this year.
For sure.
You know, so next year's first, you know, discounted slightly, means maybe this year's second. You know, this year's second and third, you know, if you were willing to give up that. I think the issue really is the Bengals are a quirky organization, you know, the Browns, Mike Brown, you know, over the years. They're stubborn. It would not surprise me if they've got a price, they're not moving off of it. And if they tell him, you're really going to hold out, you know, on a, in a season in which you're about to turn 31 years old, and you're getting, and we've offered you, let's just say they've offered him somewhere around $28 million. It's not top three, but it's top five-ish. Yeah, that's... I still think he ends up in Cincinnati this year, but yeah, would you do it? You know, would you pull the trigger on Trey Hendrickson for a first rounder next year, or let's just say a second and a third next year? I think these are always the hardest conversations. Nobody really has a clue, but I think the reporting about pre-draft that Cincinnati wanted a first and a night two pick, and teams thought that was too steep. So let's just say that it's at least a first that they're willing to take next year. And would you do it? And then pay him what you'd have to pay him, you know, which is north of $30 million a year for multiple years when he is going to be 31 this upcoming season. You've got to be, if you're willing to do that, you have to be a team. You have to be a team that feels like it's a few players away from legitimately winning it all. Now, you can look at our team and say they're more than just a few players away from that after what we saw in the NFC Championship game. You know, there's only a few players on our roster that would have started for Philadelphia. But they added Larry Metunsil. They added Deebo Samuel. You have Marshawn Lattimore, and you have the hope of Marshawn Lattimore with some health and a full season to acclimate to the new system of becoming Marshawn Lattimore. You add Trey Hendrickson, and you add 16, 17 sacks to your defense. You have increased the possibility of winning the Super Bowl. But at what cost? Do you care about the cost if you're looking at this as a Super Bowl window? Jaden's rookie deal. You know, can you front load it? Can you pop it all into these first 2 years of the deal and go for it in 25 and 26 with him at 31 and 32 years old, or 30 and 31 primarily for the better part of his season? His birthday's in December. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. This assumes that Hendrickson and the Bengals are at odds, they're not going to get it figured out, and that Cincinnati is back in the mode of, give us a first next year and we'll do the deal. And then you got to pay him $30 plus million, which would put him in the top five. Remember, Danielle Hunter's 31 years old. He's making $35.6 million. Miles Garrett's going to turn 30 years old. He's making $40 million. Now, I don't put Trey Hendrickson into the Miles Garrett category. Max Crosby's 28. He's making 35.5. I actually don't put him in the overall Max Crosby category. Nick Bosa's making 34. Watt's making 28. And Watt's 30, going to be 31 also. That may be what they're looking at. You know, but Watt wants new money too. Remember that also. 301-230-0980. I'm spelling it out this way. You got to give up next year's first, and then you got to pay him top five defensive end edge money, which means $30 million a year. And that probably means every bit of, you know, something in the neighborhood of $90 million guaranteed over 3 years minimum. 301-230-0980. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.